Right, with Mr. Hugh Shakeshaft now. Hugh, this was a very exciting press conference and some very exciting announcements made today. Tell us exactly what it is that's happening with Glastonbury Radio and Glastonbury Global.
Well, frankly, I mean, as you know, Ross, when we discussed stuff, I looked at it from a point of view was that the Glastonbury brand name is perfect, but it's also the myth and legend side, and I happen to have the world's formerly the world's highest paid psychic and the major psychic celebrities in Hollywood as a business partner. I took one look at it through PMI, Psychic Media International. Our company, we've spent 12 years developing it to a point where we can blow it out in Japan, as you know, with Ken Watanabe and everybody else endorsing. But, you know, across multimedia platforms, diverse content, astrology, tarot, psychic, self-help, motivational, divinational stuff. And when Lembit brought me the project, I just took one look at it and thought, this is perfect. It's a perfect fit for all concerned. And as you know, we worked through the night, Sunday, and everything else, and signed off on the contracts Monday afternoon with Doug, and here we are today.
Now, it is interesting because some of the names that have been mentioned, you've said Ken Watanabe, Ron Bard, obviously very, very big across, you know, great parts of the world, probably lesser known in Britain at the moment, but I think that's about to change. And of course, he's a reader to Brad Pitt, amongst other people. Many, many famous people.
That is actually public knowledge, yes. It's in the public domain. But Ron's clients are, it's confidential. That was leaked 2 years ago by somebody close to Angelina about the fact that Brad was seeing Ron throughout the breakup.
We're talking of leaked. We need to clear up another point today because a lot of stuff been coming through about Kelsey Grammer. Now, Kelsey put out a press release, and during that press release, he mentioned something he was doing in Glastonbury on the 14th of March. Now, can you just put us clear on exactly what the situation is with that for my listeners?
The situation was that a release came out with Ron and Kelsey stating that Ron and Kelsey have a very long-standing personal and professional relationship, as evidenced by the Channel and over the last few years. That is not going to change, and I can't really say any more about the developments in that area at the moment. Nothing sinister, just I'm precluded from being able to do that right now.
Okay.
I think I've said enough.
Excellent. Now, one other name that was mentioned today, Ron Darby. Robert Darby, sorry. This is particularly interesting because in the 50th year of James Bond, celebrating the 50th anniversary, if you like, you've got this guy who was one of the legendary Bond villains, Sanchez, the man with the amphibian on his shoulder. Everyone will remember the icon, and he's now singing at the Venetian in Las Vegas with Sinatra Jr. I mean, this guy is a legend, and he is also, I believe, part of this consortium.
Yes, he is. Robert was delighted to come on board. He, Ron, and I, and Nigel Wool have been friends for a long time. I mean, Nigel, as you know, worked with him on the Pink Panther. Robert and I go back now 12 years. Ron, longer than that. It's a lot of fun. It's a guy that does a lot of voiceovers on a lot of the spiritual and mystical and legendary TV programs that go out on, like, Discovery and History and everything else. And he's a very spiritual man. I like, as he did, he picked up straight away on the irony of, you know, being teamed up with Lembit Opik, who right now seems to be the political villain, Ask Nick Clegg. And he was, as you say, a legendary Bond character, always plays the baddie. If we had longer, I'd tell you of a rather interesting anecdote. When he attempted to break into my hotel room, deliberately just for fun of it, and put on his psycho eyes, and it was, quite a scary arrangement, particularly for somebody who'd only had a heart attack the year before.
He didn't want another one.
Yeah, I did. Well, absolutely. Try to avoid them at all costs.
Just rounding up quickly, because we've got to do this in a very short period of time, but just sum up where you see the future of Glastonbury Radio going now and Glastonbury Global.
I think Glastonbury Global and Glastonbury Radio, the main key to it is that it's a multimedia company across all different levels of platforms, delivering content, whether it be musical, whether it be film, TV, you know, multi-divinational stuff. And it will be used, you know, content will be diverse and, you know, able to be delivered to consumers in many, many different ways. And as Nigel quite rightly says, you know, people are being empowered to be able to see, listen, or do what they want, when they want, and where they want to do it, whether it be the home, whether it be the mobile, whether you know, it's on headphones, computers, whatever. So it's becoming very multi-democratic in that respect as to how people want to deliver their own entertainment. And hopefully we will be, and we are, right at the cutting edge.
Are you excited about the future?
I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Thanks very much, Hugh.
Thank you.